And 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Breaking news, since the Baltimore Highway Bridge collapsed into the harbor below, it's been 11 weeks. That shipping channel has today been fully reopened to commercial traffic, says the Army Corps of Engineers. Also breaking, Donald Trump's mandatory pre-sentencing interview with probation officers took place this afternoon, virtually on computers, says a person familiar to the Associated Press. A U.S.-drafted resolution supporting the Gaza ceasefire hostage release deal on the table passed, with 14 members of the UN Security Council voting in favor, Russia abstaining. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
We know this is the best way, actually the only way, to bring about a durable end to this war.
Jurors in Hunter Biden's gun trial deliberated for an hour, then went home for the night in Wilmington, Delaware. On Wall Street, new record highs for the S&P and the NASDAQ. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's now officially a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford announced she's running today. Former Attorney General Brad Schimmel is already running. Just like the last state Supreme Court race, the ideological balance of the high court is on the line. The election is April 1st. Madison police now say 12 young people were injured in a shooting at a Madison party early Sunday. No one was killed, and police say at least two people started shooting at a crowd of more than 25 young people on a high-rise apartment building rooftop. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
We are working tirelessly to identify and apprehend those responsible for these senseless acts, and we will not rest until justice is served.
Police are asking for tips. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Southbridge is the focus as crews continue to install deck form work and rebar at the 130-133 bridge project in Lone Rock. Two concrete deck pours are planned for late June and early July. The North Bridge final touch-up and staining was completed last week. Sealing the deck is being planned for this week. Intermittent flagging on Wisconsin 133 will occur over the next couple of weeks for crews to finish staining the backside of the retaining wall barrier facing the river. Wisconsin DOT bridge inspectors are scheduled to perform standard annual inspection on the existing South Bridge June 20th. Traffic across the bridge will be flagged to a single lane most of the day starting at 7 a.m. Rock and causeway construction for bridge demolition access will begin after the mussel survey and relocation effort is completed. Bridge demolition will start late this year after traffic is on the new bridges and continue through the winter. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Toronto Blue Jays. Milwaukee with a 6.5-game lead in their division, despite losing 10-2 yesterday in Detroit. The Blue Jays, a game under 500 so far this season. A recap of the game later tonight. More problems for the Brewers pitchers. Robert Gasser seeking a third opinion for his elbow. Saturday, the Brewers beat the Tigers, but trainers had to check on Freddy Peralta as he struggled with his fastball.
For me, it was a bad day in general. You know, but everything's good. It's more important for me. The team won the game, but physically I'm good. I'm fine.
Racing, record crowds at Road America as Will Power won the IndyCar Grand Prix. In golf, Ernie Els won the AmFam Championship in Madison.
I want to thank everybody for coming out this week. These greens are unbelievable. You know, it is definitely the best greens we play on tour.
Els told reporters next year the AmFam will be a team event, but tournament officials say no decision has been made. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow and a high in the mid-70s. Mid-80s Wednesday, more storms possible, especially in the afternoon and evening when some of the storms could be strong. Right now it's 73.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba joins us from 10:30 to 11 o'clock. We are on the road live from our headquarters in Madison. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the center, WRCE.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
There it is, Monday. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Weekend is over. Johnny Lupinacci's in the house. Dr. Tim Slecker, that's me. I'm in the house. We've got a guest. We're not going to get to our guest yet. You know, we've got some things to talk about. Johnny, the weekend, though, man, how was your weekend?
It's great, man. It's, you know, coming up on, the kids are almost out of school for the summer. You know, I'm winding things down. We talked about it last week a little bit. Got to graduate all those MIT students who are now officially teachers.
Nice.
And headed out as a reinforcements. We know there is a kind of constructed teacher shortage. There's a reason why our teachers are getting so burnt out and also demoralized in too many ways. But there's always hope, and there's great hope in the incoming crop of future teachers who are, you know, already kind of part of a generation that says, hey, we can do better. Let's do it. And so I get really energized and excited about folks coming into teaching and not ready to just go in and be the replacements, you know, the cannon fodder.
Exactly.
But actually, you know, equipped to kind of navigate what is and move us towards what we know can and ought to be. And that's like, I mean, that's going to be a theme tonight because
I was going to say, yeah, you hit it. Yeah, you hit it. Nice. I mean, the theme of what can be, talking about that, though, too. And talking about a whole week, too. Again, tomorrow night, Rethinking Schools coming on. And then Wednesday, Johnny, special Wednesday episode. If people remember April 30th, the Minocqua Brewing Tap Room. Well, why? Well, first of all, Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end that nasty voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy the progressive beer. And if you happen to be in the Madison area, check out Wednesday night live, 6 o'clock. Get over there to the tap room with Kirk, the owner, because it will be Busted Pencil simulcast live right out of there. Yeah, Johnny and Tim, we're not going to be there this time like we were April 30th, but we're going to be there on the computer hosting the show, talking to everybody out at the Minocqua Brewing Company. The big thing, too, everybody wants, Kirk wants you out there. Get to the Minocqua Tap Room for Wednesday, 6 o'clock, live event. Hey, it's get out the vote. Teachers, too. Go into Busted Pencils. Check it out Wednesday night, Minocqua Brewing Tap Room. Johnny, and then the rest of the week, too. Maybe even another special announcement this week for some other things that are happening. You said, though, teaching, getting back to teaching. And our guest tonight, boy, talk about teaching. Truly, the book, right?
On so many levels, Tim.
So many levels. I mean, she is a retired educator from Cambridge and Boston Public Schools. She has extensive experience as a middle school humanities teacher, district staff developer, school-based administrator. She's the author of Why Fly That Way, linking community and achievement. She's an active member of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, and she is deeply committed to maintaining our democracy and its foundation that is public education. And her new book, Testing Education, A Teacher's Memoir, is out. Welcome to Busted Pencils, Kathy Greeley. How are you, Kathy?
I am so thrilled to be here with you guys. It's just fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Love it. So how was that? The Educated Educators Talking Education. Is that the way, what you wanted to hear there? The kind of, as you said before the show, let's rock and roll.
I love it. I've been playing your intro to all my friends and telling them about your podcast and your, but I just love the Educated Educators Talking Education, because it's honestly kind of radical these days, right? It's kind of sad to say that, but it is pretty radical. And,
Well, you know what, though?
I like being radical. So
yeah, I would just say radical education. I mean, education, the truly digging into it and thinking deeply is a radical act. And in fact, the attack that we're talking about, too, that we will be talking about in your book, though, is that the attack. The attack is on thinking, on democracy. And we recognize that. But, Kathy, I mean, 40 plus years teaching, though, before we really get into the book, what is it? I want to say, was it? What is it about teaching that excites you, and makes you imagine about better things in the future?
You didn't send me that question.
I know.
Whoa! I was like, wow. Man, there it goes.
So I think I actually talk about this a little bit in the book, that I was born like into the 60s and 70s, and I really wanted to save the world. And, you know, I tried a few other venues and they just weren't for me. And I think that I fell into this. I always loved being a learner, even though I did not always love school. And I know you guys have talked about the difference of that on your show, the difference between school and learning and education. And I think I really did see myself as a student, like sitting there sometimes thinking I could do a better job than this. and then I discovered that it actually isn't all that easy to be a good teacher. Like I think there are things that people can naturally bring to teaching, but I also think there's a lot that you have to learn. There's a whole art and craft around teaching. But what excited me was seeing young people do things that turn their brains on. I guess that's the easiest way to say it, is even in my very first year of teaching, where I really didn't know much of anything, I was feeling my way day to day, when I saw kids light up and be interested about something and want to know more about why is it that way, or why did that happen, or what do we do about that? Like, that is an amazing feeling to me. And then I think as a teacher, I had the privilege and responsibility to help kids get to a place where they did things they didn't think they could do, and they did them beautifully. And those were some of the best moments of my life, honestly, was seeing those moments of kids going, oh my goodness, I never thought I could do that, and yet I did it.
Our guest is the new, not the new author, but her new book, Testing Testing Education, A Teacher's Memoir, Kathy Greeley, recounting 40 plus years in the classroom and the joy that comes with it. If you want to jump in, it's 855-752-4842 is the number. 855-752-4842. Sherry always out there telling us, you know, hi. Good evening, guys. Always got to love when Sherry when Sherry throws us a little text message out there too. So, and you can always do it that way too. You don't have to call. You can send us a text message. We'll gladly read that on air. But you know, Kathy, one of the things you were talking about is the joy of teaching. You know, really profoundly there. And I think what happens in your book is that it's a history of taking away joy.
Yes.
And I was wondering though, before we get into the killing of joy, and you started to do this, getting students and kids to that point where they get to think, you know, you recount lots of great moments in the book, but if you could pick one of those great moments where you just felt that joy as a teacher, you saw students having that joy, you can give us a little, just a remember that, you know, let us know, like let the listener get a sense of remembering a time during that time where you said, you know what, joy was all around, from the teacher, from the student, from the school standpoint.
Yeah, I think kind of sadly, there were lots of moments of joy that I don't see happening so much anymore. But for me, one of the most joyful moments of my year as a teacher was when my class would write a play. And we started putting on these plays because I believed I was a humanities teacher. I taught English and social studies together in seventh and eighth grade. And I wanted my students to feel what it had been like to be, marching in Lawrence in 1912, or what it felt like to be a soldier in the Civil War on either side, what it felt like. Like, I really believe history is people's stories and that we really needed to embody those stories as much as possible. So that's how we started doing plays. But we ran out of good, we took two plays that had been written by other people, and then we ran out of plays for 40 students. So we started writing our own and produce them ourselves. And I guess I could talk for a solid hour about the plays, but I will just tell you this one story that was really moving. It was maybe one of my best moments, where it was the very first play we did. I had my students were the directors of the play, and they cast the kids in their different parts. And they cast this one student in the part of we were doing a play about the Bread and Roses strike of 1912 in Lawrence, Massachusetts, which is right near us. And they cast this lovely young eighth grader in the role of a union organizer. And he had a huge, like, page and a half monologue to give. But he had a serious speech impediment problem. And I asked the kids, why did you want him to be playing the role of the labor organizer? And they said, because he looks the part and we think he can do it. And
Kathy, let's hold right there, because okay, we'll come back to that, because we're right up on the break. Union organizer Kathy Greeley, testing education, a teacher's memoir. We're talking about that book. Give us a call. Yeah, when we get back, we'll talk about that union organizer and the play Busted Pencils, back after a second.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
That's what everybody says, Kathy. Kathy loves the music. Of course you do. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Yeah, you know, the best music on the radio, bumper music for a talk show. Of course it is. Turn in with Johnny and I, we said we're going to have to release a playlist soon, the Busted Pencils playlist, so people can go out and download that. Love it. Our guest, though, I say, is 40 plus years as a teacher, Kathy Greeley, her book, Testing Education, a Teacher's Memoir. We're talking about it. Kathy, you were talking about that joy moment. You were talking about the time, you know, back when, you know, you were teaching middle school, social studies, language arts, getting together to put together a play. The students are directing themselves, taking ownership of their own learning, putting together the play. And they picked a student who you were saying is potentially surprising that they picked him to be the lead role, and the student had a speech difficulty issue, and you were asking the students why, and they were kind of like, well, we want him. So tell us more about what happened there.
So they just believed in him. I was worried. I believed in my students, and this is something that I think is very different now for teachers. Like, you have to make sure, like, we don't let students make choices anymore. But I didn't want to overrule my students unless I felt like I was going to put this young man at risk of a failure or embarrassment or something. So I talked to our speech therapist in the school, and she said, this is awesome that they picked him. And I'm going to make sure, I don't know if he can do it, but I'm going to support him as much as possible. And the kids also said, we don't know if he can do it, but we're going to support him as much as possible. And on the night of the performance, he gets up on his soapbox to deliver this speech, and everybody in the audience knew this kid. And he starts out and he says, and he starts to stutter. And I'm holding my breath, and I'm sitting next to the speech therapist, and she just says, start over again. Mm. And he starts over. And he delivers this whole speech, like it's literally a page and a half of, you know, rising to support the union. And people were crying, and the audience erupted in cheers like they were ready to join the IWW. Huh. And then after the play was over, I mean, that was just such a thrilling moment. And after the play was over, I always ask my students to reflect on what they learned and how they felt about what they did, what they would do differently, all of that kind of thing. And this student wrote, I said, how did you feel about your part in the play? And he wrote, I felt like a knight in shining armor and that I can do anything. And I still hold on to that. I mean, I don't know where he is now. I hope he hears this. I just saw a kind of transformation happen in him. And I just want our students to have that kind of opportunity to do things that nobody expected that they could do, especially themselves. And Yeah, that was a real moment of joy.
That's truly a moment of joy. And I think about that too. And what you're talking about, Kathy, too, is that professional autonomy that you as a teacher had, and that ability for you and your class to put together this idea of, you know what, we're gonna take this learning moment, we're gonna turn it into, you know, at that point, a play. I remember doing these types of things too, actually, as a learner, and thinking they were great. You know, if you remember that, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, remembering that time and when you were a student, when joy came across, and what was it that was happening? Kathy's talking about this 40 plus years, and then realizing that in that moment of empowerment, letting the students take charge. You know, yeah. We talked with Alfie Cohn all the time, and he's like, you know, let's let children make these decisions, and you'd be surprised at what they can do. And what you did there too is that moment. However, in the book, Kathy, that's not where you went. What happened? What happened over 40 years, Kathy?
Oh gosh, you know, Tim, what happened? You know, it's hard to say where it started, but I think officially maybe it started with No Child Left Behind in 2001 with all of those policies. I personally think it started long before that. I think I go back to 1983 with The Nation at Risk, and I go back before that to the Board of Education, Brown versus Board of Ed, when a lot of white people were uncomfortable with the government telling them that their children had to go to school with black children. And we can go even further back than that. So, but really the hammer came down, I think, starting in 2001 with No Child Left Behind, and this idea of federal testing and standardization and standardized testing, and that we're going to make sure that if everybody has to be proficient by the year 2014, and if they're not proficient, we're going to chop your head off. And actually, they did, like in Massachusetts still, if kids don't pass our state tests, they do not get a high school diploma, which the Mass Teachers Association, of which I'm a part, we're trying to fight that right now. But there have been thousands of kids who have been denied a high school diploma simply because they couldn't pass the state standardized test, which is not easy. I would encourage any of you to try to take it. There are three of them: math, science, and English language arts. So that's what happened. And I would say it was a real corporatized model of what schools should be. Schools are not corporations. They're not factories, but we have turned them into that. So,
yeah. Well, and so this too, the book's title, Testing Education, A Teacher's Memoir. I got to think that was kind of thrown in there very specifically, because what you're talking about, Kathy, yeah, No Child Left Behind. And Johnny Lupinacci, we do this too. We talk about it. We date it back, you know, yeah, I think 1983 particularly. You can go back further there, Nation at Risk. We've actually, James Harvey, one of the architects, we've had him on the show. He talked about that too, is really being that moment when, you know, we empowered the federal government to kind of say teachers and public schools are the problem. And in 2000 with Bush, yeah, No Child Left Behind and Testing. Our guest, Kathy Greeley, Testing Education, A Teacher's Memoir. Yeah, we're going to have more. Give us a call when we get back.
News from the center, WRCE.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he'll ask for the biggest budget increase ever for the Universities of Wisconsin system in his next budget, $800 million. Seven campuses are facing budget shortfalls, and UW-Oshkosh has depleted its reserves. Democrats are urged to remember how much power Wisconsin voters have this election year. Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison addressed the state party convention in Milwaukee Saturday.
Wisconsin is crucial in terms of where American democracy goes. The eyes of not only this country, but the eyes of the world will be on what you do right here in Wisconsin.
It's not just the race for president. Wisconsin voters could also determine the balance of power in the U.S. House and Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. It was another successful year for the Richland County Dairy Breakfast. It was held Sunday at Huff Nelson's Farm near Ithaca. Annette Lewis is the coordinator.
It was beautiful. Couldn't ask for any better weather, and everything clicked. And the people kept coming. We served 4,280 people. That is a record right up there with a lot of them that were close to that.
The 43rd breakfast in the county was helped by nearly perfect weather and a great location. Annette says a lot of great Richland County products were consumed.
It was over 1,000 pounds of pancake batter, and we had 120 gallons of white milk to make those pancakes, 1,000 cartons of chocolate milk, 1,000 white.
Annette says the search for a site to host the 44th Richland County Dairy Breakfast is already underway. You can contact her anytime if you are interested. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Pat Sajak's days of letting contestants know they blew it in his not-so-subtle way may be over, but he took one more opportunity last week to mock a contestant. The correct answer was facts and figures, and a contestant named Allison guessed boats and hangers. Pat remarked, "So not close." He told her the correct answer, opened the envelope, and let her know she lost out on $40,000. Don't worry, Allison, that game is a lot easier when you have the answer in your hand or the comfort of your own living room. In more snarky Sajak news, Pat is not retiring. According to Deadline, Sajak is in Honolulu, Hawaii, executive producing and starring in a murder mystery play based on the pilot episode of TV's Columbo called Prescription Murder. The show is actually a fundraiser for other theaters in Hawaii, and Sajak's run will go through August of 2025. Sajak has been hosting Wheel of Fortune since 1981. Who knew that all those years he really just wanted to do dinner theater? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow and a high in the mid-70s. Mid-80s Wednesday, more storms possible, especially in the afternoon and evening when some of the storms could be strong. Right now it's 73.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Protection for them today, money back for you tomorrow. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Consider a return of premium life insurance policy from State Farm. This affordable coverage offers level premiums for the entire policy term, the ability to build cash value, and the flexibility to convert to a permanent policy later. And it returns all policy premiums paid if you survive to the end of the term period. Let me explain how the State Farm return of premium can help your family. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chains.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, be with us next time. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers and J. Matt Nair and I kick off our statewide tour. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Oh.
you don't want to get up and dance. Come on. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Yeah, our guest, Kathy Greeley.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Track
gone
to the warning track, and he looks up. It is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up, get out of here, gone for Jackson Chourio.
Throw at the wall. Goodbye, Rhys Hoskins into the seats in left. The cheers turn to boos.
Tonight, the crew takes on the Toronto Blue Jays at beautiful American Family Field.
Done! Gary Sanchez! The Kraken rises. Perkins being waved around third. And Perkins in there safely. Jackson Chourio, the rookie, comes through.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
From American Family Field on a cool June evening, it's the Brewers and the Toronto Blue Jays in Game 1 of a three-game series. Hello again, everyone. Bob Uecker along with Lane Grindle and Kent Sommerfeld, set to bring you Game 1 action. It features Jose Barrios for Toronto. Con Ray goes for the crew. Back with more, the on-deck show built by Menards continues after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers protection for them today, money back for you tomorrow. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Consider a return of premium life insurance policy from State Farm. This affordable coverage offers level premiums for the entire policy term, the ability to build cash value, and the flexibility to convert to a permanent policy later. And it returns all policy premiums paid if you survive to the end of the term period. Let me explain how the State Farm Return of Premium can help your family. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Back with you once again from American Family Field, Colin Ray goes after his fifth of the year tonight. Lane?
Yeah, Colin Ray gets the start tonight. He worked against the Phillies in a bulk relief role as the Brewers used an opener, and he pitched well against Philadelphia. Four innings, four hits, no runs allowed. He threw just 70 pitches, so he should be fresh coming into this one. Jose Berríos on the other side for the Blue Jays is pitching extremely well for Toronto, and the Blue Jays come in playing very good baseball.
You know, not all that easy of a road trip either.
No, the Phillies are one of the best teams in baseball. That is a really tough environment. And all three of those games were close games. One swing here or there could have tilted those games the Brewers' direction. And a very tough couple of pitching matchups in Detroit. So I think the Brewers coming out of there with a series win felt pretty good.
Good to be home. Back with more of the On Deck Show built by Menards continues after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey, how was practice, guys?
It was hot.
Yeah, I felt like I was melting.
Would you like something to cool you off?
Yeah, that'd be great, Mom. Can we stop at the pool?
How about something colder?
Ice cream, Cedar Crest ice cream.
Good guess, Arlo. How about some delicious Cedar Crest cake pints?
Yeah!
Great, let's head home.
Aren't we stopping at the store?
Nope, I've got a freezer full of Cedar Crest cake pints at the house.
Look for Cedar Crest new cake pints like Red Velvet, Black Forest, and more at your local grocer.
Welcome to the Murph and Uke Show. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit CUW.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon. Back with you once again, American Family Field. It's the Brewers and the Toronto Blue Jays, game one of a three-game series. It features Colin Ray working for the crew tonight, and Jose Berríos goes for Toronto. Bob Uecker along with Pat Murphy. And Murph, I know you're glad to be home, but the one thing we have to talk about is injuries that have really been a problem for the club on a very tough road trip.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We played good baseball, didn't win as many games as we'd like, but we played good teams and played good baseball. But our injuries are piling up. I mean, the pitching injuries, nine of our top 15 guys are out. There is some hope. There's some guys that are going to step up, and there's some guys that are going to come back from those injuries very soon.
Pat, when you look at the changes that have been made and had to be made, are these guys people that we saw during the spring training season?
They are. Most of the guys are from our crew, and it's a credit to the front office, the job they've done putting together depth, stockpiling a bunch of guys that are capable, and maybe they haven't had a chance in the big leagues yet, and they're actually stepping up and doing a credible job.
Back with more from Pat after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. Ah, how's that sound on a hot summer day? Made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Brewers on the Blue Jays, game one of the series. Pat, talk about the road trip and starting off with Philadelphia, and the Phillies are running hot too. And you wind up in Detroit to finish up.
No, that was a great series in Philadelphia, packed house every day. They have a great fan base there, as you know. They've had some success. Their lineup is powerful. Their pitching staff is very good. Their bullpen's good. We didn't think they played great defense until that series. They were outstanding. We hit some balls hard. They made some great catches. Guys that don't rate very high defensively were making great plays. And we got beat by a run two games, and we're in every ball game right till the end. So good showing by our young guys. And then we went to Detroit, won two right away, and lost the third one yesterday to a fabulous pitcher in Skubal. He was really really special.
You got a homestand now, starting off with Toronto, as I said a moment ago, and then the Cincinnati Reds all of a sudden have turned things around and are right in the thick of things.
No doubt. Toronto's formidable lineup. I mean, a lot of kids might want to show up tonight, the type of autographs they can get for Toronto Blue Jays. They've got some great ones in Springer, and obviously Vlad Jr. and Bichette. Varsho, a local kid here that's made a name for himself. And the kid on the mound, Berrios, has been doing it for years. Alejandro Kirk, if you haven't seen him play, come out and see him play. He's special. So they got a very formidable lineup, great team. And then Cincinnati comes in at the end of the week. We'll think about that when it happens. But they are red hot, and they're young and vibrant, and trying to make some noise in our division.
Pat, talk about Colin Ray to finish things up tonight.
Yeah, Colin is he's a workhorse for us. You know, he's Mr. Dependable. Everybody may not know. He might not be a household name across Milwaukee yet, but he will be. I mean, he just goes out and does his job. He is a blue-collar pitcher. He doesn't feature anything that's too outstanding, but the body of work is really consistent, and we're excited to have him part of our team.
That's the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Here's to the farm and fleet dads, the ones who work hard and get the job done right. The ones who take pride in what they do and take the time to pass it on. This Father's Day, get your dad a gift he'll love. Like men's Dickies Flex Tough Max pants, $5 off. Save $80 on a Craftsman 243-piece mechanics tool set, only $99.99. Plus, a Blaine's Farm and Fleet gift card makes the perfect Father's Day gift.
Find value at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
With the enhanced engine performance and fuel economy of newly reformulated TriClean gas from Citgo, you're good to go. But good to go where? Exotic bird shopping?
Pick me.
To your Tuesday night bowling league?
Woo! That's a turkey, turkeys.
Good to go try your luck at bingo.
G32. Bingo!
Good to go to a lumberjack competition.
I'm going to move my car.
New top-tier tri-clean gas from Citgo. The most advanced fuel we've ever made. Now you're good to go.
A world-class dad deserves world-class recognition. Give him a gift he'll never forget. That's Omaha Steaks. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks know just how to put a smile on dad's face this summer. Hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89. Juicy pork chops, air-chilled chicken, and beefy burgers. Mmm-mmm. A truly mouth-watering Father's Day gift. Go to omahasteaks.com and use the promo code Jeff at checkout for additional discounts. Make dad's day. omahasteaks.com, promo code Jeff.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, Bill Bimenard from American Family Field. The Brewers and Blue Jays opening up a three-game series here tonight. And it's time now for the injury report. It is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And some injuries to update you on for the Brewers. Jacob Junis, after making a rehab start, is back to the Arizona Complex League for a more controlled start. He will get four ups, and then the Brewers will evaluate from there if they're ready to bring him back and make him a part of the big league staff. Garrett Mitchell has begun his way back as well. He'll get some at-bats in the Arizona Complex League and play some in the outfield before he goes out to an affiliate. Joe Ross, a little bit of a setback. He's not going to be back by the initial target date of June 17th that the Brewers were hoping for, but hopefully not too much further beyond that. And D.L. Hall will head to Nashville to begin a rehab stint with the Sounds. So some good news there with some Brewers on the way. Time for the keys to the game presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Take advantage of the opportunities when they're there against Barrios, because he's not going to give you very many. He's only failed to get through six innings twice this year. This will be his 14th start tonight. So he's been one of the better pitchers in the American League. More of the On Deck Show built by Menards. We'll talk to Jim Henderson when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers deserve a carrier that's invested in their safety and comfort. At Schneider, drivers use newer industry-leading equipment that keeps them moving forward. Our trucks are specced with the latest safety features and amenities that keep drivers comfortable any time of year. Plus, while you're out on the road, Schneider's nationwide facility network offers secure parking and amenities to make your life easier. Upgrade to a better driving job with better equipment. Search jobs near you and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Hey, Milwaukee, are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA. Your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow. Into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from American Family Field. Brewers and Blue Jays opening up a three-game series here tonight. And we are joined by Brewers assistant pitching coach Jim Henderson. Jim, you've been with the club for a handful of years in a coaching capacity. Of course, you were a player with the Brewers as well. But, you know, as you've gone through your career as a player and now as a coach, you know, what are the things that you have noticed from a pitching standpoint that have changed and that have continued to evolve over the last decade or so?
Yeah, I mean, lots. I mean, I think we just use our eyes before, right? We just try to make the best judgment we do with our eyes when we played and when coaches coached us. And now there's just so much more information that kind of, you know, narrows it down a little bit so that we can find the best avenues for success. You know, arsenals always change. I think guys have the abilities to add pitches, take some away, add usage to what they do best. So it really helps you game plan a little bit more, kind of get to your strengths a bit better. And then just it sets you up for success. These pitchers out here have the best opportunity for success with all this information.
We hear so much about data and how guys process that data, consume it, and then implement it. Yeah, every guy's got to be a little bit different in that way too, right? So how you speak to them, how you deliver the message probably is tailored from one guy to the next.
Right. Some guys are super in tune with it, with the data, and some guys have no idea. Now you don't have to know the data. I think the thing is it's just like have faith and understand that it works and that what we're telling you we're just trying to be set you up for success. Now you don't have to really know it all, but if you just kind of break it down to them in simple terms, I think they can wrap their head around it and understand it, that this is all to try to make them be better out there on the field.
Left-handed pitching from a reliever standpoint, how have you seen organizations develop lefty relievers since the three batter minimum rule got put in place? Do you see a difference in how guys are developed now, because they do have to have the ability to pitch to righties once in a while now?
You're right. I think you see it from righties too, though. I think just like pitchers in general, it's just that there's a goal throughout minor leagues and your development to how to get other opposing hitters out. So if it's a cutter, if it's a changeup, you find ways to just like these little weapons that neutralize the opposing hitter. Now, some guys have an easier time than others. Some guys start creating some angles with their delivery, other sides of the rubber and what that may be. But it's always something that I think you need to have in your toolbox as a pitcher when you get to the big league level with, like you're saying, a three batter minimum. If you're going to be a reliever late in the game, they're going to pinch hit the opposing side of hitter versus you. So you have to be aware of it. You have to know where your strengths are versus the other side.
The sweeper, was it always there and we just called it a slider, or is it something that is being emphasized more? We're seeing more of it.
I think it's always been there. I think it's a just like anything, there's trends, right? There's trends, and it's trendy for a bit. I think we're seeing a ton more cutters these days. It used to be kind of a unicorn pitch, and Mariano and these guys had so much success with it, but like sweepers and cutters, it's a trend, and now I think hitters just have kind of adapted to the sweeper a little bit, and I think they'll adapt to the cutter. You start to see the sinker come back in today's game. It used to be four-seam with the curveball probably 5-6 years ago, and now you're seeing it go a little east-west. But it really does all depend on the pitcher and the matchup, and if you have guys with multiple weapons and who can do both things and neutralize the lineups and on your pitching staff, then you can match them up appropriately.
Jim, how much does it help for you that you've got a long relationship with Chris Hook? I mean, you pitched for him in the minors, early in your career, so you guys are able to speak the same language.
Yeah, it actually happened today. I was talking to a pitcher about a specific thing, and then 5 minutes later, he mentioned the same thing. So, yeah, we do kind of bounce off each other. It's a nice thing. We are different people, and we have our own opinions and stuff too, so we can help each other and open our minds to some things. But it is helpful. We've built this relationship. Now that I'm in the dugout with him, I get to learn a little bit more of what he goes through on a day-to-day basis in here and attacking hitters and the conversations he has with pitchers, on the mound and when they come in after outing. It has been really useful.
The job this organization has done in identifying guys that are available in many cases and bringing them here and elevating their game. I mean, we can go through a laundry list of guys on this staff this year that have turned into elite arms, and Nolly Paredes is another one of those guys where he has come up here and he's gotten some huge outs and his stuff looks electric. Trevor McGill a year ago and the development that he had once you guys were able to really dial in with him and get that curveball going like it was. What do you think the key has been to that, for the ability to take arms and turn them into leverage guys in the bullpen?
Yeah, I think our front office has done a fantastic job. I think of like Jared Koenig this year.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's come out of what you would say nowhere. But I also like being around Hook and being around our pitching development here. Like spring training is huge. I think we do spring training differently. I don't know, but I feel like we really lock into these guys and set the base to make them successful for the season. So when you get these guys into the door, you see some qualities, you see some things you might want to play with, and you get it going in spring training and set that foundation up for that you can run into the season with. I think that's really helpful, and I think that's what's had success with these guys.
Finally, Jim, you're from Canada,
playing the Blue Jays, does it ever mean a little bit more to you whenever the Blue Jays are in town?
You hear the anthem, and that means something, and then you try to beat their butt. So that's how it goes.
Jim, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Jim Henderson with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Starting lineups when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We would like to thank the many local civic organizations for all the work they do for our area over the course of a year. Groups such as the Lions, Knights of Columbus, Kiwanis, Rotary, the VFW, and American Legion, along with many others, help to make our community a great place to be. We often forget to say it, but thank you. From the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home, and Seelan Houston Funeral Home.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community.